Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, everybody. It is Jared and Shane on your Complete Culture Cast, The Scope, episode 284.
Thank you.
Adam is out on sabbatical once again.
Sabbatical?
New dads are out to do. I'm sure he's doing
you
well.
You sound like he's like an intellectual, like a college professor. He says, I'm just taking a sabbatical.
Yeah, he's really going to be doing some research and think about life.
I'm going to read some peer-reviewed journals and brush up on the topics that I teach.
Where my
see what the state of the industry is.
Light my pipe and sit in my chair.
And do some deep thinking. Right down by the river's bank.
Right. I wonder how our listeners felt about our 1 week off and then coming back for another episode. But we thought we'd mix it up a little bit.
You know what?
In this cycle,
I think it's better instead of getting like a couple weeks off after two episodes, you just get a break between.
Yeah. And then we'll go from there. Maybe there's a break next week and we do some more shows. Who knows what we're going to do? You know, we're going to try to keep it regular.
Window A. It's a sweeps month.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, we've got to stay on task, Jared, because we are going into the holiday season.
It is true.
And we love to do our holiday shows. Last year, we had a very successful Scope Madness holiday tournament.
Right.
On all holiday toys. So I feel like we're going to have to do something that matches that. So we've got to, it's all momentum for us. It's inertia. So we got to keep doing shows to get there.
Until our big blockbuster return of the New Year's Eve show.
Well, we're going to do that?
I don't know.
You got to throw a party, dude.
We haven't had one of those in a long time.
No, those are good times. But hey, we're not talking about that. Let's talk about what we're doing on this particular episode, Jared.
Yeah.
We're bringing back a classic game that we did about a year and a half ago called...
What? It's been that long?
It's been a year and a half,
oh
yeah.
My.
I think it was early 2017.
Okay.
The Geeky Price is Right. We take the Price is Right and we flip it on its head, give it a scope twist. We'll get into more of that a little bit later.
How did you get Drew Carey to come hang out with us?
He's not as busy as you think.
Oh. I didn't think he was that busy.
He appreciates. So he's really not busy. He really appreciates the effort that we put into this show. One little tangent. Last time around, Jared and Adam were here, so that allowed us to really go all out. This time, it's going to be a little bit more personalized, and Jared is going to be doing both pricing games. So I cannot wait to see how Jared handles.
It's a lot of work. I got some breaking news for you.
Oh, hit me, please.
Iggy Azalea is unsigned. She's free from a record contract, so do we want to try to like get her on the Scope records?
I think we do need to get her on the Scope records.
All right.
You could always use another singer in your band.
I need a band.
Okay, you need a band. Get her get a band and then get Iggy Azalea. And that breaking news was brought to you by 2 weeks ago. Thank you very much. All right, guys. We've got a lot of difficult radio production that's got to happen, so we're going to stop the talking.
Oh,
we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with a classic Scope game show right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, production like this does not happen in a vacuum. It happens with your help. Patreon.com/TheScopeShow is the place to go. You can support content creators directly. Pledge as little as $1 per episode. Set a monthly cap, and you can cancel anytime. Please don't. Patreon helps you support creators. I said that already, but why did I go back to my script when I was just vamping before? Patreon.com/TheScopeShow for more information.
Welcome to another edition of The Geeky Price is Right. For those of you that haven't heard, give me a little applause, Derek. Come on. Get that crowd riled up. Woo, they love it. Growing up, I love this show. Stop it. We're just not synced up here. That's okay because we encourage enthusiasm on this show.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know either. I'm crazy. It's like me giving you curling instructions. I have no idea half the time.
We need some hand signals. That's what
I know. Hey, I used to watch this show when I was a youngster. The last time we played this game, I talked about how I learned how to count because of this show.
Yeah.
I just loved that big spinning wheel. I loved guessing prizes.
So much variety.
I mean, it was an hour of fun with Bob Barker and Barker's Beauties. Well, guess what? You're getting the Scope Beauties, and those beauties are Jared and Shane. Applause!
Oh, I'm not in the right class. Hold on.
Applause! They think we're handsome and beautiful. Oh, let's just listen to this music. I mean, a classic, Jared. It's timeless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 11 seconds left.
Wow. So guess what? We're taking the Price is Right original format, and we're giving it a nerdy twist. Yes, indeed. Adam is out. So Jared's going to be playing all of the pricing games. So let's ask the question, how deep does Jared's knowledge go with some of the most beloved pop culture properties of the 80s and 90s?
Oh, we got to adjust for inflation now.
I'm going to explain all this to you as we get into it. Let's get it started now. So Jared, come on down. You're the first contestant on the Geeky Price is Right.
Is it my t-shirt?
What does your t-shirt say?
I'm just stupid.
But it's pointing at yourself. What's going on here? Oh, how does it like that? Jared from Normandale Community College.
Yeah, I gotta represent the normies?
I don't know. The Bloomington normies. They're not abnormal. They are normies. Guess what, Jared? Welcome back to the show. Today, you're going to be playing the classic Price is Right game, the clock game.
Oh, goodness.
It's one of the original pricing games premiering back in September of 1972. Here's how the game works.
I was born.
Here's how the game works. Mm-hmm. Quiet. You got to listen carefully. Okay. You're going to have to guess the price of three prizes in 30 seconds. But here's the geeky twist.
Okay.
You'll be guessing the actual retail price of three Star Wars items from the year 1980.
Oof.
So these are Kenner Star Wars action toys.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some descriptions, and then you're going to guess.
Okay.
Let's find out about these Star Wars toys, Jared. First up is the Scout Walker, or AT-ST, Jared.
That came out in
1980. This two-legged fear machine is an authentic reproduction of the Imperial vehicle used against the Hoth Rebel base. It features a swiveling head, side cannons that turn and click, and push a button to activate moving legs. The rebellion will crumble with this toy in your arsenal. Next up, we've got the Rebel Transport Space Vehicle. This oddly shaped ship has removable front and back hatches, laser cannons, movable escape hatch.
Is that like the clamshell thing?
Yes. Okay. And it can store up to 42 Star Wars action figures all at once.
Wow.
Finally, take a ride on the Imperial All-Terrain Armored Transport, Jared. What is it also known as?
AT-AT.
Or AT-AT, if you want to be picky about it.
Sure.
Nobody calls it that. Rising to almost 1.5 feet tall.
Oh, I wanted it so bad.
One of the biggest Star Wars toys ever.
It's electronic.
This imposing vehicle features movable legs, storage for Imperial troopers, and pulsating laser cannons. By the way, Jared, the 2D batteries, not included.
Never.
With this vehicle, will the Empire truly strike back? Find out after the break. No, that's wrong show. Sorry, that's Ryan Seacrest. So, Jared, this is how we're going to play this out. We'll start with the Scout Walker. You give me a price to the nearest dollar. We're going to round this to a dollar so you don't have to worry about cents. And then the clock starts. I'll tell you if it's higher or lower. We'll stop the clock when you get it right. And then we'll go on to the next prize. If you can guess all three in 30 seconds, you're a winner. So we're going to start with the Scout Walker, two
Scout
legs.
Walker.
Right. And I'm going to tell the audience the price of this toy.
I got to get the exact
so you have to,
cents.
You have to get the exact cents. And we'll probably have to do some math here at some point, but so you're going to be doing it in intervals of $1. That's what you want.
Oh, we're doing dollars.
So I'm rounding up. So no sense. So
got it.
So that's where we'll start. Okay. Jared, why don't you take your headphones off?
Hold up. Let me plug my ears.
He's going to plug his ears.
The price of the Scout Walker is $15.
All right.
All right, Jared.
I had to look at you, so I knew when to take my.
You did not hear the price.
Did not.
You can confirm.
You cupped your hand over your mouth. I couldn't see.
Perfect.
Like so, your jaw moving, but that's it.
Keep in mind, you start the clock after you give the price. And go.
$20.
Lower.
$19.
Lower.
$15.
Correct.
All right. That was easy.
Easy. So $15. How much time do we have
I
left?
I had to remember how to stop this thing. It was only 2 seconds.
I think, again, you're going to clean. Maybe I need to give five prizes for you to win. So far, you've won the Scout Walker.
Yeah.
We're going on to the Rebel Transport Space Vehicle.
trying to think. Do I get to see a visual reference?
You could look it up if you want.
Hold on one second.
Okay, he's going to look it up.
I'm not 100% sure what I'm looking at. Rebel Transport. What is it?
Rebel Transport Toy.
Toy 1980. Sure. Let's see what it says.
Hopefully you don't get any prices.
I won't. I just want to see the pictures. Okay, this thing. Right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so Jared's got a picture.
Yeah.
He's internalizing
it. Let me get over here. All right.
It's one of them. Okay.
Fingers in the ears.
Ready? Okay.
Yep.
The price.
Can't hear a thing.
$30.
Okay. This is one of the least liked Star Wars toys. A lot of people don't like this.
It's
because it doesn't really do much.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Scale
was always an issue with this toy. All right.
Let's give it a go. The clock starts after you give your first price. And
$22.
Higher.
$24.
Higher.
$26.
Higher.
$30.
Correct. Oh, my gosh.
21 seconds left. 21 seconds.
I think you're going to win this game clean sweep. Drew Carey is really cheering for you, Jared.
All right.
Finally, we've got one of the biggest Star Wars toys of all time.
I don't need to see this one.
Jared wanted this as a kid. I wanted this as a kid.
Did you have friends who had it?
I had a friend that got it. The story that goes, I've told the story on the show many times. I was given the choice between a very large Lego spaceship and the Star Wars AT-AT, and I picked the Lego spaceship, which is, I think it's actually worth quite a bit now. The problem was I was really young at the time, and I lost pieces and couldn't put it together because I couldn't follow the directions. So I probably would have gotten more enjoyment out of that stupid AT-AT, but what do you want?
I have very vivid memories of going to some friends of my mom's on a movie day, and in my head, those friends' kids had the AT-AT. That's the only time I ever got to play with it in person. But we also watched Jaws 3D.
Okay. 1983. That was like 82 or 83 when that came out.
Sure. These might have happened on separate occasions, but in my brain, they're conflated together as happening on the same day. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It was an amazing toy, Jared. It's been re-released many times. It's been redone even bigger in the modern line of action figures. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the original.
Correct.
Why don't you take your headphones off?
That's right. You got to do that. Privacy is a key.
The price on the AT-AT is $50.
You're good.
Okay.
All right. Price is locked in. Jared is going to only be able to say one syllable a second. That's going to be the rule because this is going to go fast. Jared, clock starts after you give your first price. Begin.
$40.
Higher.
$45.
Higher.
$50.
Correct. Jared locks it in. We could have done 10 toys. Give me a cheer, Jared.
Whoa, what
is going on? The clock is malfunctioning.
I got things going on. I got things paused, and now... Why is it not playing? Play.
There we go. Jared, you are a winner. First price in game. You win the AT-ST. You win the transport. You win the AT-AT.
Don't go away.
Don't go away, Jared. All of your dreams have come true.
Oh, do I get to spin the wheel too? I can't wait.
I wish you could spin that wheel. Guess what? The guy that represents the Normandale Normies. I'm writing that down. Normandale Normies. He is a winner. You've won three things.
Thanks.
Guess what?
I'm very excited. I had none of those as a kid, so I'm very excited to have them now.
You know what? I had a lot of Star Wars toys. I did not have any of those either.
I didn't get any vehicles. It was all because we didn't have money. I could get figures, action figures occasionally, but
probably,
no vehicles.
Probably the last two Star Wars vehicles I ever got were the Slave One and the Snowspeeder.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Jared, we've got one more game for you.
We do.
Let's do the come on down one more time. Jared, come on down. Here he goes.
Woo!
Down the line. High five. He's putting in the match game. He's mixing all sorts of games together.
This time I'm wearing a Bring Back Barker's Beauties t-shirt.
He wants it back. Jared, you're back. Thanks for playing again. Today you're going to be playing one of my favorite and most fear, stress-inducing games. It's Cliffhangers.
Oh, goodness.
It's another classic pricing game. Everybody, I'm sure you've seen this game. You've got $25 to play with. One by one, you'll tell me the price of three prizes. For every dollar you are off, our invisible climber will go up the mountain one space. If you can guess all three prizes within $25, you win. So let's tell everybody about the prizes. For the record, this time they're all related, Jared, to vintage video games found in vintage Toys R Us catalogs. First up, we got a copy of the 1996 Super Nintendo game Mortal Kombat 3.
Oh.
With three times the violence, gore, and fatalities, MK3 was a must-have for any Nintendo fighting fanatic. Next up, we've got something from Sony's first video game system, if you were living in 1996. Yes, it's an official PlayStation controller pad. Great for PlayStation gaming power, this wired controller has a total of 8 action buttons, along with a 4-direction control pad. All right. And finally, we're talking about the often-forgotten Sega Activator from 1994. The first full-body motion-sensing controller, it was an octagonal ring of sensors that control on-screen movement when a player stands in the center and strikes out over specific sections.
Okay, I sort of remember this.
Too bad it sucked and kids hated it. Also, Jerry, it was impossible to put back in the box once it was taken out. Yep. Remember, we get the returns on that thing, and it just came out like big bunch of nonsense. So there we go. Those are your three items.
Oh, boy.
So, Jared, let's start. How much is the Mortal Kombat...
Why is it? Oh, because I'm not on...
How much is the Mortal Kombat Super Nintendo Mortal Kombat 3 Super Nintendo gaming cartridge?
So this is I name a price and then we let the climber go and
if you
find out what the damage
is. If you get the price right, you give yourself a positive ding. And I'll tell you, if you get it wrong, you got to give yourself the classic scope buzzer. So get those suckers up.
Okay.
Chances are you're going to get it wrong.
So Mortal Kombat 3 cartridge.
Cartridge, 1996.
1996.
Keep in mind that video game prices were all over the place back then. Sometimes they were cheap. Sometimes they were really expensive. It just depended on the game, depended on the who released it.
Yep. I feel like this was a Mortal Kombat 3, though.
So past peak Mortal Kombat, maybe? Maybe Mortal Kombat 2 was peak?
I'm still going to go
$70. And that answer is... incorrect.
Okay, so how do we do this?
So the correct answer, Jared, I'm not going to tell you what the correct answer is. We're just going to go.
How do I? Okay.
And
it's very imprecise, but all right.
And let's start up. So we're starting up the hill.
Yep.
All right, so he's up $1 extra. $2 extra. Oh, he just passed $3 and $4 extra. He's at $5 extra. And he's not stopping. Seven, eight, nine, ten, and freeze. So Jared is at $10 of his 25. You've got $15 left, Jared. The correct retail price of Mortal Kombat 3 when it was released was $60, $59.99.
Really? I thought it would be more one of those more expensive ones.
All right.
I was going to say 60, but... dang it.
I like that you were thinking big because that's probably...
those cartridge games got out of control.
You think
sometimes about
when Street Fighter was first released, it was $74.99.
Yeah,
Jared.
That's right. Because it had like more memory inside.
Yeah. But guess what? You've got a chance to redeem yourself with the Sony PlayStation 1 controller. Now, it's wired.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a description. There's no analog buttons at this time. This is the first original version of it. It's the same controller that you're going to be able to get with the with the PlayStation Classic system that's being released this Christmas by Sony themselves.
I'm not going to buy it, but you might get it.
Jared, give me a price on this bad boy.
$35.
$35 is your guess, and that guess is incorrect.
What? Get over here.
So let's get that mountain climber. He's up 10 spots. Oh, he's going up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Freeze it at 5. The correct answer was $30,
okay.
Jared.
Okay.
So that puts you, let's figure this out. You've got $10 to play with. That's pretty good.
$10 to play with.
But
that's
guess
not
what?
The worst.
This is a tough one because not a lot of people remember the Sega Activator.
No. I'm seeing a lot of karate kicks in the photos, though.
There's a lot of karate kicks. There's a lot of motion that doesn't really do anything.
Mm.
How is this going to play out, Jared? The Sega Activator.
Ooh, it came with Eternal Champions.
1994. It comes with the game, Eternal Champions. Mm-hmm. People love that game to a degree. I didn't love it as much as some, but hey, no one's asking me.
Yeah.
Sega Activator, give me a price.
So this is a big physical thing.
You've got $10.
It's an octagon of plastic.
Remember those boxes? Those boxes are pretty big.
Comes with a game, which is often a loss leader.
Is the game a loss leader? That's the question.
I'm going to say $100. I'm probably going to lose, but I'm going to say $100.
$100. And that answer is Incorrect.
Oh, I feel like I'm going off a cliff here. All right.
So you've got $10. Let's see if Mountain Climber goes up those 10 spots. One. Two. Wow, he just jumped to 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. He's at 8. He's at 9. He's at 10. 3's at 10. 3's at 10. He stops at the top. You're a winner, Jared.
What?
$110 was the price. You had $10 to play with. He takes the top 10. You're a winner.
That's all there is to it.
Jared, you don't own the winner. You get the activator, you get the MK3, and you get the Sony PlayStation 2 ad. You don't have any of the systems to play it on anymore.
That's a really weird price.
It is a
110?
It's a weird Toys R Us price, but that's what they gave it.
Huh. All right.
Congratulations, Jared. You prove you are a pop culture phenom. You crushed the game. You're a student of the game. So now take a look at that camera, this camera, that camera. Tell them what you're plugging.
I want to plug my my conspiracy blog.
What?
What?
I got a little hot I had a little hot ones there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now roll up the red carpet for you, Jared. Take a look at this camera, that camera, that camera.
I'm the managing editor of Breitbart.com.
Wow, you got a new job. I love it. Jared, the Breitbart leader. Leader in Breitbart
News.
That
was a joke.
Oh, wow.
I want nothing to do with those organizations.
Fantastic. Jared, let's wrap up this game. We'll be back with more Scope, your complete culture cast. Coming soon, I think, is right around the corner, right after this.
Help, please. They've locked me in a box.
Under the Scope.
We're back with more Scope. This time, it's coming soon.
This is going to be a nice, tidy episode.
I know,
holy
we really did it. Adam is out. Shane is in for reading coming soon, and it is the week of November 19th to the 25th. Let's start with music, Jared. We've got releases from Bauhaus, the Bella Session. I'm assuming that's an old recorded recording, I guess, of Bauhaus's past work. We've got Kanye West with Yandi and Rita Ora with Phoenix.
So it's interesting how Kanye has now decided to distance himself from politics right around the time a new album comes out. Huh.
Yeah.
Like that blowback he was getting.
Scratch that chin a little bit while we consider the movies of November 21st. They're coming out early because guess what, Jared? It's a holiday weekend.
Ah, yes.
One of these movies, Jared,
not like the others,
might be a hit it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
We've got Creed 2. Did you ever see Creed 1?
I didn't. I believe it's still on Amazon Prime Video, and I need to watch it.
I hear good things about it. We've got
It's Ryan Coogler, the guy who did Black Panther.
We've got Green Book. I don't know. And then we've got a movie that I've seen some trailers for. It's Robin Hood.
Ugh.
Not going to be good.
Ugh. What's his name from Kingsman?
Right. For home release, we've got a movie called Blindspotting, and then we've got, which will be a very big hit, which I really want to see this. This also could have been a hit it. Crazy Rich Asians. I really want to see that movie because I've heard very good things about it. It blew up the box office. That one blew up the box office, Jared.
Yes.
That looks
Crazy
good.
Rich Asians did.
And I like the commercials with Awkwafina plugging Google Home stuff. It makes me laugh. I like her attitude. I don't know if she was 100% successful on Saturday Night Live all the time.
Yeah, but there's been way worse guests.
But I like her vibe. I'm going to tell you that
absolutely.
Much. Absolutely. Video games. This is interesting week, Jared, for the week of November 19th to 25th. We've got Battlefield 5, which is the EA, first-person shooter game.
I'm curious about this one.
This game was pushed off because I think it actually was supposed to be scheduled in between Black Ops and Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
But the buzz on it, not even the buzz, but people just are not as excited about it. So they pushed it off, hoping that they could get more buzz a little bit later in the year and release it Black Friday week.
It's not a bad strategy.
Right. And then we've also got Farming Simulator. How many do you think they've been Farming Simulators, Jared?
Oh, God, at least a dozen.
Give
right?
me a guess.
24.
Not bad. It's not a bad guess. Farming Simulator 19.
Oh.
Because we have to simulate farming because soon our world will not be able to farm.
Are you sure that's just a year designation? I think that's just the year designation.
I think you got me in a box there, Jared.
Yeah. It's like the Madden, yeah. Madden 19. You got to make sure it's like magazine cover.
Can
you
we take this out in post?
No.
Because I feel really embarrassed right now.
You're burnt.
Really embarrassed. Aquafina, everybody.
You're burnt.
Yes, you're basic, Jared. You're basic. Wow. Classic classic sound effect, but
wow,
guess
what? What a champion.
We've got one other bit of business to take care of. Hit it.
Hit it or miss it.
Hit it.
I got to pad out the show.
Short. How long is this show going? Right?
We're at 25 minutes.
Wow.
No.
Look out. This is what they should be every time. It's hit it or miss it. Well. This week I'm picking a hit. Jared, I expect you to see this movie in the theater with me, with my family.
Oh.
I'm talking about Ralph Breaks the Internet. Hmm. Wreck-It Ralph was a great movie. Did you see that movie?
Yeah. It's not with you guys.
Yeah. Let's go.
I would not say it was great. I would say it was good.
I thought it was charming, and it made me smile, and I'm looking forward to Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's one of the few movies my daughter wants to see with
Shane,
me.
Shane, why didn't you call it Ralph Wrecks the Internet?
Yeah, why didn't they do that?
Because it's a play off of the whole break the internet thing. It's a meme, right?
Gotcha. You know?
Like, it's like when Kim Kardashian was on the cover of what, Paper Magazine or whatever? She breaks the internet. She broke the internet.
I get it, but
I think thing.
Ralph Wrecks the Internet has a much better flow.
That's a little bit more like, I don't know. I think the title's problematic, period.
Okay.
I think he'd come up with something better, but that's fine.
And that's why Jared would pick this as a miss.
Whatever. I'm not going to get hung up on that.
Good.
Ah.
Let's get out of this, Jared. Let's take a graceful moonwalking out of this picture. Everything's moonwalking backwards.
Under the scope.
Well, folks, you did it. I'm assuming you did it. I'm assuming you got out there, you hit you hit your local polling place, and you voted, and you called in droves with your stories of uplifting democracy, of republics being restored or at least preserved for the time being. Thank you.
Or you let us down.
Or you let us down.
And you're dead to us unless you order through our Amazon
sponsor.
This
is the only thing, a little retail therapy is the only way to get you through.
I mean, it's Black
the crushing blows of fascism coming
Jared,
down
it's
around
Black
you.
Black Friday week.
Really? Well,
take advantage of it. Jared, now you're really doing your end spiel right now.
Hey, folks, welcome to Black Friday week. It's a time where you support the show. You call us with your tales of getting that cheapo TV, or maybe you got yourself a little Brookstone massager. I don't know what's out there for Black Friday deals.
Brookstone is like on the verge of bankruptcy. They're gone.
Look, I'm vamping here. I'm coming up with stuff.
You are vamping.
Call us up from Black Friday lines when you're waiting and you're pushing and shoving at the Walmarts and you're getting into fisticuffs because someone else took the last Cabbage Patch Kid.
Or don't get into those lines. Order your
online. Okay, we'll get to that. But first, comments at thescopeshow.com is the email. 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. That's the phones. That's where you call up. We are not a consumer protection bureau, so do not call us for any sort of advice in that regard.
Do
call us about the deals you're getting. You can also reach out on social media, Facebook and Twitter. Those links are at our website at thescopeshow.com. But if you're not going to go online, if you're going to save money at home in your underwear, by all means, shop at Amazon, thescopeshow.com/Amazon. Click that link. It's an affiliate link. It helps us. You know how these things work, right?
Yeah.
We give you a show. You give us a little bit of cheddar.
And then I get new headphones.
Shane gets new headphones. Simple as that. You can probably get a good Black Friday deal on headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to do it.
If you want to support us directly, maybe you don't want to shop. Maybe you're one of those people who doesn't shop. You just make all your stuff from, tree bark and stuff.
Reclaimed wood.
Right. You're like a gardening type. You get out there and you just, you plant some vegetables and some crops. You keep some seeds. Replant them the next year. You're sustainable. That's
Jared,
what you are.
It's 200-year-old reclaimed oak.
Yeah, it is.
Just imagine what you could make with it.
Yeah, it is. You could make a pretty kick-ass table for your nook, your breakfast nook.
What about a pumpkin launcher? What are those things called where you put it and it flings that pumpkin? It's sort of like a catapult, but there's a different name for it.
Well, I mean, you're talking like a gas turbine, some sort of hydraulic... 2x5.
Wow.
Pumpkin chucking?
Yeah, I want a pumpkin chuck, but it flings it. Like I don't even know what the name of it is.
Sure,
damn
like,
it.
Like a trebuchet?
That's something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a trebuchet.
You making that from your 200-year-old reclaimed
oak? Absolutely.
No.
It's sturdy.
No, you just get some utility lumber from your Home Depot for that. Or you use your reclaimed lumber in your home, and you decorate it properly, Shane.
That's how you do it.
Right.
You put up some sort of fancy wall covering. Maybe carve a state of Minnesota in it, because we love living in Minnesota.
Look, if you want us to make a sustainable, reclaimed home decoration podcast, in addition to this show, please support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/thescopeshow. Pledge as little as a dollar an episode. Set a monthly cap. Cancel any time. And if we get enough patrons, we will do that home decoration podcast. And it won't be good, but we will do it.
And if you want Awkwafina to be the third host on that, you really have to donate a lot.
Right. We're gonna set like a goal. You can set goals on Patreon. Like if I get X number of dollars, this thing will happen.
Yeah.
Awkwafina, third host on the on the sustainable home decoration podcast spinoff show. It's gonna happen. It's gonna be a high goal. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's gonna be like might be five figures. Might be six. We'll see.
Yeah.
We gotta run the numbers, but your help, it could happen.
Dreams do come true. I love it. Is that it, Jared?
That is it. Wow. I got no more vamp powers in me.
Fantastic. With all your vamping, our show is now at 54 minutes. I don't know how you did it. Jared, I just want to say,
fluff.
Before you start the music, congratulations on your fantastic geeky performance.
Thank you.
On our Price is Right.
Thank you.
Our Price is Right game show.
Let's just do all this.
Hey, Jared, could you quick cue up the match game music?
Oh, of course I can.
Okay.
I got that.
Okay, before you do that, Jared.
Oh, yeah.
This is your final quiz.
Oh, God. We've got 11 minutes of this bad stuff.
Cherry blank. Cherry blank.
I'm going to go cherry.
Hold on. Let me write it down.
Right.
Go on the inside.
We forgot how to play the match game.
Okay, I got it. I've written my answer down. Cherry blank.
Let's play out. We got 10 seconds. It's such a funky groove. I just want it to go. I like this. We just like a surprise secondary game show. What is the... You felt bad about not giving the people enough show. And
I know.
Just adding extra show here at the end here.
Cherry blank.
Cherry pie.
And I'm going to show me my answer. I was thinking about cherry blossom because I like how it sounds.
What are you,
I was thinking about
Japan?
I was thinking about cherry cobbler because I love a good cobbler.
Yeah, yeah.
But you always go with the cherry pie. Yeah, Jared, you win again.
Yay!
Now we need to do match game again. Match game.
We do got to bring match game
match
back.
Match game's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right, let's wrap this sucker up. We'll be back in an undisclosed amount of time, hopefully with Adam, but if not, we'll find out. Until then, bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying adios. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.